ראיר כיסובר אל האורץ אשר השם הולכך ונעיסם וחונך עלו. לקחתו מרישיס כל פרי האדום אשר טוב עם הארץ איכו. ושמתו בתנת והולכתו למוקם אשר יפה להשם. בוסו אל הכהן אשר יהיה ביום עמוהם ואמרתו אלו וגדתי היום להשם הולכךו. בוסי אל האורץ אשר נשבע השם להביסינו. והניסו ואמרתו הרם יבדובי. ויראינו ויענונו ויציאנו ויריאנו ואתו הנה יבייסי ישראל שספרי אדום אשר נסעתו לי השם צורה שישראל ואוניסו ואומרתו ואומרתו אלוב שאין חוקוף ותויבו שאין חוקוף ותענה לקוף ותויבו שם יגייב ארץ ישראל I'm saying I'm not a cough with Toivo אבל סולובייצ'יק נעשה עם אוסט הפשט וניסו ואמרתו לא אמר שאין לי קוף ותויבו I'm not a cough with Toivo so he doesn't understand a person what was the Maisi Bikur? Maisi Bikurim was a person took off he went down to the field he sees תאינו שביקרו puts a gemi he waits till it grows he takes it off puts it in a keli A trip to Yerushalayim, 15 days walk. The 15 days back is 30 days. Staying a couple days is almost 40 days. It's almost a tenth of a year he's busy with his bikurim. And he takes it off and he looks after it. Every day he goes down. Ta'ino shebikro, right? So it's a mot nazach, yeah? He has to know what is the first one. So every morning he goes around his field to find out where's the bikurim. שישלט צחצו על הסגרים, every morning he goes down, מחמיש כאן ביקורים, oh, I found a שווח אירון, a better one, till he finds the ביקורים, and he puts the gemi on, does it the ביקורים, and he comes to the ביס המקדוש, so בעצם, כל כולו is a קורס הטויב, he's really 40 days busy to try to מכיר טויב, so he comes to the רבי של העולם, and he brings him the ראשיס פרי האדמה, וניסו ואמרתו, ריבוי של העולם, I'm not a cough with Toivo. וניסו ואמרתו, I'm not a cough with Toivo. רבי סולובייצ'יק, what he has to say? The fact that he came to Yerushalayim with the Peres shows that he's not a cough with Toivo. We need to have, וניסו ואמרתו, לא אמר שאין לי cough with Toivo. וניסו ואמרתו. רבי סולובייצ'יק would say, we see from here a big yesod. Big yesod. Person could show acts that he appreciates very much. It's not called Hakoras HaToiv. Hakoras HaToiv is to say, thank you. Rabbi would say, Zayin Nusach, Azevi Debove. Adank. This is the way to say thank you. So a person comes to a Shabbos meal, someone invites him. Yeah. Erev Mos Boch Mitin Yeshiva, but Bedarach Klal. Yeah. Person invites you out to eat. He said, thank you. I said, after the chicken, I said, it's Givaldik. I asked even for doubles. I said, Mamish, Givaldik was such a nice Shabbos. He said, thank you. At the coffee table. Ve'onitzo ve'amarto eini coffee table. Person can help you. So, sorry, your chavrusa, you help. Well, yeah, no, I told him it was a very good chavrusa. I told my Mamish enjoy it. He said, thank you. I called us on tables to say thank you. לא אמר שאין חוקוף ותויבו מילא, a person could 40 days he's busy walking to Yerushalayim what I'm doing, I'm taking the ראשיס פרי האדומו and I'm coming to tell the ריבונו של העולם you gave it זוג הרם יבדובי, ויציאנו, וידיאנו I'm making a tell you from the ריבונו של העולם this is a קורס התויב לגופם של דבורים before she explained מר בשמש explains very bad, חובר What is the pshat in this parshas Bikurim? What is the pshat in the parshas Bikurim? It says like this. The parshas Bikurim Be'etzem was given when they came into Eretz Yisrael. It says when a person was in the midbar, Kachas kantzei ha-shchina, Mon, Be'er, Anonim, Sinos cholibor, Sorag lechol, Be'tzeiko, Zahar bo'im shana. It was not so hard to live in Muna and Bo'ir Ha'olam. When it became hard to live in Munah and Bo'ir HaOlam, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, everyone has a field. and you think that the other person is selling his vegetables cheaper and he's taking away your parnasa. You think this guy is telling the guys not to buy by you. He opened the bakery near you. He sells this near you. He's taking away your parnasa. You feel you're strong, you have money, you can do what you want. Dear, the emunah in Bayra Olam starts to be shvach. Shmuel said, you come into Eretz Yisrael, Reishis Priya Adom Asher Nosato Li Hashem. What is the Reishis? Any person, the first fruit that he has, he feels like it's his. He has a field, it's the first one. Shmuel says, take the first one, go to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And what you say in Beis HaMikdash? Arami Oyved Ovi. Vayirid Mitzrayimo Vayogo Shomim Meseimot. Vayarim Oysanu Vayanunu Amitzrim. Vanitzak Hashem. Klal Yisrael, they taught, what Yaakov taught me by love, why I have to suffer so much. I was cheated with Rochel. I said his mind 100 times, my bar mitzvah was changed. Love wants to kill me, I'm running away. I come back, Esav is in the way. I go back to Mitzrayim. Me'at v'roim oyu yemei chayei shnei chaya, zot Yaakov Avinu. But we know today, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Shtel tzach tzuri will not be there. So where we will be today? Edom. We'll be the Arabs. We'll be the guy that didn't go to the goddess. We didn't have the zichuch. We thought that it's bad. But the Ribbono Shel Olam meant good for us. So when a person comes to Israel, the first thing Hashem says, take the bikurim and be makir. That everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person is makir, that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is Mimenu Yisborach, then he has a starke emune. This is the psichem, the knis of Eretz Yisrael. To make it that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person is make it that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Be'etzem becomes to Alemailas, to Alemailas. Finish, it says in the end of the parsha, it says, we have this parsha of the Klolas. The parsha of the Klolas. Or Rato Beir, or Rato Basode. ובו אלך כל הכלול ישראל ורדפוך ויסיגוך עד השימתך כי לא שמעת בכל השם אלוקך ואויו בכל אויסס ומויפס תחס אשר לא יובדת את השם אלוקך בשמחו ובטוב לב ובמרוי כל שרק לחזך. We have so much klolos. It says, why all these klolos are coming? תחס אשר לא יובדת את השם אלוקך בשמחו ובטוב לב ובמרוי כל. I think maybe it's a lav dafka הזה. Maybe it's a belav dafka. The Rambam in his tshuva paskens this gemara. He paskens 5-6 times. He paskens. Nimtzer pirush kol oisam kloles. He brings down. Umevi aleim roes uamoyim oisam lipes elam abo. Ushekosuv vavates Hashem tachas asher lo yavates Hashem lekecho besimcho. נמצא פירוש כל אויסם הברוכס והקלולס הדרך. אם עבדת את השם בשמחו ושאמרת דורגו, משפיע לך הברוכה. ואם לא יבדת בשמחו, you get the punishment. אז זה פסקן דרמבה. All of the צורסס, תחס אשר לא יבדת את השם ולקחו בשמחו ובטוב לבו. I heard from Al Tayyid, he was in the Holocaust for 6 years. 3 years, he was with the Kloisenberg Rebbe, and he stand behind him. And they had to go down somewhere, take down from, on the ground, you have to bring up stones. It was 150 steps. If you slipped one, you died right away. And every day they would go down, carry big stones, and pick them up. And he was mama standing behind the Kloisenberg Rebbe. For 3 years, the Kloisenberg Rebbe would carry these big stones, you know, by the Nazis, Nishgiven, Yor Rebbe, Nish Rebbe, Lev Arbeten. And the Kloisenberg Rebbe would say to himself, Tachas Asher Levates Hashem Alekecho Besimchu B'Tuv Leibov. Tachas Asher Levates Hashem Alekecho Besimchu B'Tuv Leibov. Every day, like this, he would walk up the steps. Tachas Asher Levates Hashem Alekecho Besimchu B'Tuv Leibov. Person thinks sometimes, Baruch Hashem, I'm learning. Baruch Hashem, I'm davening. Besimchu B'Tuv Leibov. Tachas Asher Levates Hashem Alekecho Besimchu B'Tuv Leibov. Ram brings down also Perek Ches Milchus Lulav. Shrek mechazach. All of the onshim. Le'avadta es Hashem alekecho besimcho ubetuv leivov. You have to have besimcho ubetuv leivov. If you don't have besimcho ubetuv leivov, take mish. You have to have besimcho ubetuv leivov. If You don't have the simcha b'tuv leibo. Say the Gemara b'shemesh. How you come to the simcha b'tuv leibo? When you say Arami Yevedovi Vayered Mitzrayim. When you believe that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you believe that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you could come to Tachas Hashem Levatas Hashem Lekecha b'simcha b'tuv leibo. Then you come to the simcha. Bikurim is be'etzem be'akdome that a person will manage not to come to the matzav if tachas asher levata b'simcha b'tuv leivav. You come to Eretz Yisrael, you feel tzoros, you feel things are not going, you're not happy. But if you know that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's kol yochel, he's the manik, so then you don't have a problem. So the parshas Bikurim is the akdome to Eretz Yisrael. I believe everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I had in my neighborhood before, in Azmanim, last week, it's like we canceled and Chumash Yitaki because of that. My neighbor lost his daughter in a plane, as a plane accident in Chicago. Was a grandfather with three granddaughters were burned completely, mamish. The only way they dented them is with the teeth. A shrekleche story. So it was a Levaya Friday, and the father was masking his daughter, you know, he lost his daughter. And he said over in the Levaya, he wants to say over the last phone call that he spoke to his daughter. His daughter called him up. And she said, you know, the grandfather wants us to go in his private jet, where they want to go. But you told me that Shemazam and Erbach said you're not allowed to fly for 3 weeks. So she said, Yomi. So I don't know what to do. And you sent us even to America early because you didn't want us to fly in the 3 weeks. So I think I have to say to the grandfather, no. So I told her, you know, Shemazam and said, you're right. His grandfather is asking, you know, he doesn't understand this talking from Shemazam and exactly the grandfather. Say, yeah, machlekes, not every day you have to make a machlekes, go on the plane. And she called again, Ta, you sure? Did she say, Yomi, to go on the plane? He told her, yeah, machlekes, you have to go. This was the last words he spoke to his daughter. And then he was woke up in the middle of the night that the plane was burned completely. He said, and he thought to himself, in this plane was 5 people. The grandfather, 3 granddaughters that were burned, everyone was burned completely, and there was one more grandson that no one understands exactly. When the plane cracked, he flew out, he flew to grass, and he was saying, hurt, but he's living, it's okay. And I thought to myself, the Ribbono Shel Olam showed me. In this plane, no one was left. Nothing was left. The teeth, this was the way they knew a little bit who was the person. Mamish, Shreich Lach. But Hashem showed me, you could be in the plane. If I want to save, I open the plane, I take out one person before I burn the plane. He had another granddaughter that also had another daughter that had to go on the plane. She was on the way to the private jet. You know, Baruch Hashem, I never had such a nisayon. But he said, it's a big nisayon when your father or grandfather has a private jet and he invites you to go in. Such a nisayon. Any maybe. But he said, that's a nisayon. And the girl said, no, I don't want to go. I'm scared. And she ran away. So, you know, they had to on the ground, you know, they were in the runway. Because they had to take her out. She was just panicking. She was not asking to fly. Hashem showed, if you don't have to be there, so you'll be in the plane and he will take you out. And if you have to be there, you could call your father and you could beg not to go in and he sends you in. So I know that Ribbono Shel Olam burned her. So I'll be upset. I know, Hashem showed me, if I want, I pull out from the plane. If I want, I tell someone not to go in. So if someone went in, I have to have a shayla. Said, you know, we say Enke Lekeinu, Enke Adineinu, Micha Lekeinu. Said, the world asks, maybe say Micha Lekeinu, Micha Adineinu, then say Enke Lekeinu, Micha Lekeinu, Enke Lekeinu. Enke Lekeinu, Micha Lekeinu. He said, as we frek Micha Lekeinu, we don't come to the answer Enke Lekeinu. Enke Lekeinu. Ain't God the name. Oh, that Micha Lekeinu. So I sent him, the rabbi was 12 o'clock, the last Friday, the last month. So I sent him a letter after the rabbi, written a letter and I came to the house. No letter, not negating your name, but the main part of the letter I written to him, I told him that till the rabbi, you were my friend. So now I'm calling you my Rebbe and Emunah. My Rebbe and Emunah. But what is the Yisrael that the Rebbe should be? When Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem told them, when you live in Olam HaGashmi, if you're not mechazik yourself in Emunah, that everything is Beira Olam, you think Reish is Bikurim, my field, my Sade, you will never be happy. You will suffer. You will not manage to aim at the Nisayan. You will come to Tachas Hashem Le'avad, Tachas Hashem Le'kechol B'simcha U'betul Le'eva. How about you'll keep the mitzvahs of Mr. Erlich Hayid? How about you'll be sad? I'm losing here, I'm losing there, I'm losing in every place. A person doesn't want to be a loser. But if he believes it's Ribayin Hashem Le'ilom. That's the Alamo, the famous Maise, the two brothers, Rebbe Rebbe Le'melech and Rebbe Rebbe Zushe. It's two Choshev Rebbe's, as they say, over the Maise, that they were going in the inn. And they were going for Golas. And they came to the inn, it was 12 o'clock by night. And they were sleeping near the oven. And the goyim, the shikoyim, came in. So, you know, they were drinking, and they were dancing. In the middle of the dancing, they see this two yidden sleeping there. They schlep one, with Reb Zusha. And they make him to start the dance, you know. And they hit him, you know, and they dance him up. But you know, Shikarim is Shikarim. So slowly, slowly, he just managed to sneak out and go back to his corner. They're carrying on dancing. Abu is the Yid. They run, they schlep him in again. They start to hit him, dance him up. But Shikarim is Shikarim. Slowly, slowly, he manages to slip out. Abu is the Yid. Chapim Nochamo. Dance him even stronger. Hit him and thus. But Shikarim is Shikarim. And he manages to slip out. Comes back and the Melech tells him, Reb Zusha, you know, you already zeicha three times. Come, you know, you're sleeping outside, I'm sleeping inside. The chat you every time. Come, we'll switch. I will sleep outside, you will sleep inside. Next time they'll come, you know, I will be a little bit of goddess, you know. It took you already three times, you know, you're outside, I'm inside. For sure. So Reb Zusha goes inside, and the Melech goes outside, dancing. Oh, Avu is the Yid. So they run, the chat of the Melech. They're about to dance, and one of the shikarim says, listen, it's not fair. Three times we've taken this yid, you know, now we'll take the one from inside. So they put him down and take the one from inside. So Reb Zusha gesagt, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, as Zusha kriegen klep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Zusha to get klep, so Zusha will get klep outside. And if you want Zusha to get klep, Zusha will get klep inside. And if Rabbi Melech doesn't need to get klep, he will not get clapped, not when he's inside, not when he's outside. So Ribayin Shalaylam. Don't think because I'm outside, because I'm inside. So Ribayin Shalaylam. This is Be'etzim, this side. Then maybe a little bit more Oymek. Chazal say that, Zmer Broch, you know, we have in our Parsha Klolis, Parsha Kisavu, you've seen that when we're doing the Shabbos in the Parsha. And also it's Klolis and Parsha Bechukoisai. It's two groups in Klolis. It says, why we read Parsha Kisavu? Before Rosh Hashanah, we make it in the salad before Rosh Hashanah, and then but Nitzan Vayelech is if we don't have enough parshas, we put Nitzan Vayelech together. If not, we put. But the cheshbon is the kisavah has to be before Rosh Hashanah, and after that, so face means down, playing in kiddushin. Shetich leshana v'klil aser. Chukos and kisavah, all the klolos will be before Rosh Hashanah. I don't understand what this means. Zayin shtein rishonim. Shetich leshana v'klil aser. The klolos together, kisavoi with the chukoisai, is 98 klolos. So before she say, be'etzim had to be 100. It's like Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give the fully ayin shalomol. The man, the klal Yisrael will not come to the end. What is the keneg of the klolos? Is mer brochus. Marshem shom chokim le'iro, chazal darshem mer brochus. And this is keneg of the klolos, is the fix of mer brochus. It's not stam, what's the pshat? So be'etzim, because it's mer klolos, is mer brochus. We only have 98 because Hashem didn't give the last two. What is the answer? The Me'er Brochus that a person has to say B'chol Yoyim, what is the Me'er Brochus? The Me'er Brochus is to be Makir in the Ribbono Shel Olam. To be Makir in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Maybe I'll be Makir in a little thing. The first Tanchuma, the famous Tanchuma in our Parsha, B'shor Sherom, maybe we call it the Medrash Pliya, but it's a Tanchuma here. B'shor Sherom, Moshe Rabbeinu, She'osit Beis HaMikdash Li'Chorev. וביקורים אסידים להסבטל מישראל עומד ותיקן להם שהספרלו שלוש פעמים כל יום כמו שתהייתם בתלחו in the old days, like I said, ביקורים took most of the year. In the winter, you go down to the field, the flower is there, תאילו שביקרו, you put a gemi. you check when every time you go to the field, the gemi is there, everything is mesuder. Then you cut it, then you come to the bikurim. It's a process. So they were busy the whole time with that kolasa. Everything is with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu saw there will be no bikurim. So you need three times a day to daven to be makir the Ribbono Shel Olam. To be makir that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. This is Be'etzer, what Chazal say, Keneged Me'er Klolis is Me'er Brochis. It says when it was the Mageifo, David HaMelech was Metaken Me'er Brochis to stop the Mageifo. Person has to know, Emuna, is this what Moshe Hashem says, is the Yesod to Oyvid Hashem B'Simcha. And you have to know, Oyvid Hashem B'Simcha is not, if it's Hashem B'Simcha, Boi Lofano B'Gnono, Episode Yisef Esmaila. We're reading this parsha, 48 or 50, Klolis, and the Pasuk will tell us, Tachas, Shalom Yavadet, it's Hashem Elokecho. No, B'Simcha U'Betuv Leivov. You are even this Hashem. Aber nicht B'Simcha U'Betuv Leivov. It's a pachat ikedvorim. But if you have emuna, and you know it's from Ribbono Shel Olam, Shelo Yehulenu V'lo Yezikenu Echad HaNivorim V'zo Nosi Yad Boire. He knows everything comes from Ribbono Shel Olam. It says, the Gemara, Bosa Anye Az Le'Anius. Why? The Bikurim, it says that the Oshim, he bought the dishes, and they took the dishes, and they gave him back the dishes. The Oni, they took his dishes. The Shaila is why? The Oshim has money, keep the dishes. So it's worth that, yeah? The Oni Nebach, because he has like a little pot, and you took his pot. So the Velt says, Tupshotim Stam, Shalf a little Veltlach. One of all they say that the Oshir bought nice, you know, pomegranates with choshev grapes, with cherries. Take it out. It's a ganze masse bis am Migdosh. The only has like a poor, you know, apple, like a little fatvej, but you can't buy somewhere else because he only could give him his field, yeah? So if he has nice fruit, of nishkan only, yeah? You can't buy. It's not like, you know, from his shvach matzo, you know, he doesn't have so much water to water it and so much all these good as alcohol. So if they start to take it out, you'll be embarrassed. They take it, put it down, only everything goes in. The Oshir, they start to play. What Nozavol, the Velt says, that, you know, the Oshir, it's full. The only was like the Mishmach Manis, you know, they filled it up with paper. It didn't have enough. So Shtatzel, they'll take out the grape, as well. Take the whole basket, don't ask questions. Let them bring a big basket. The Oshir filled it up. This is what the Velt says. But the Chofetz Chaim said the other thing. Chofetz Chaim said, by the only, he said the Moshe, he said a poor person came to the Shomai. He didn't have so much schusim, what he had. He davened three times a day. He tried to wait at the scaler, you know, how much it could weigh. But then, Peter and the Malochim go, like the Chofetz Chaim, and there started to be piles of mud, piles. You know, when he went to shul, you know, and his clashes don't be full with mud. And the water went into his pants. And you know, he has this big coat, you know, the farmer coat. Put it for mamish weight. He has these, you know, big shoes, big hat. All these things, mamish, everything weighed. Well, so then they bring this rich person, put him on the scale. What else are going to be talking about? So he says, okay, bring my limousine. I also will weigh a lot. It's fine. The limousine doesn't weigh. It's a garbage. You slip to davening. The only was tirech to come to that. So that the bikurim, the osher, he's a good dish, same. There's no neshama in the dish. He has it. How much can tie this on the osher? We don't know what we'll do with the dish. There's no neshama in the dish. He has it, comes in. Oh, this one that he got yesterday from his workers, he'll bring to me something which looks very nice. The only cannot afford it even. But he put his ganze neshama. So the Ribbono Shel Olam puts it inside. And also becomes a part of the Bikur. A person has to know, Rachmona Libe Boy. Rachmona Libe Boy. A person that it's hard for him. It weighs. All of these things that are hard and shver, all of these things weigh. All of these things become a part. All of these things become a chelik. Sadamoniflo. All of these things become a chelik. All of these things become a part of the mitzvah. So this is the reason by the Oshir, they left the chelik. But the only they took the kelim. The Gevaldik Gevold and the Parsha, you could say it twice, but it's Parsha's Kisovoi in Parshas Ekev. That's a mystery in between Parshas Ekev and Parshas Kisova. In Parshas Kisova, by us, it says in the end, ויקרא מוישה כל ישראל, אתם ראיתם כל אשר עשה השם, את פרק חופטס, פסוק א', א', ב', ג'. המעשה הגדולה אשר ראו עיניך, האויסס והמויסים, ולנוסן השם לכם לב ודעת ועיניים, ואילך עשרים ארבעים שונה במדבר. ליבולוסים נוסיכם מעליכם, ונעלכו ליבולוסים מעל רגליך. ליבולוסים נוסיכם מעליכם, ונעלכו ליבולוסים מעל רגליך. Your clothes didn't tear, and your shoes also didn't tip. So it's mashma in our parasha that they had shoes, right? The clothes didn't tear. Chazal said the anonim would come and iron them. And nalcho libotzo, and your shoes also didn't tear. So they had clothes and they had shoes, and both of them didn't tear. And the midbar zar boim shon. In parashas Ekev, mamish before Sheni, don't parashas Ekev. Says fakir. פרק חס פוסק ד' סמלוסכו ליבולסו מעולכו ורגלכו לא בוצייקו ורגלכו לא בוצייקו. So what it says, your clothes, your simlo didn't get torn, ורגלכו לא בוצייקו, and your feet didn't become blistered. Your feet didn't become blistered. Rashi says, "Simloscho lebolso meolecho, v'raglecho lo b'tzeiko." Your feet didn't become blistered. So Rashi, lo nifkecho. Your feet didn't become blistered. Kederech chol cheyochef sheragleim nefuches. People that normally go without shoes, their feet becomes blisters. Your feet didn't become blistered. So l'chur is a stira. And Parshas Ekev is mashma. They didn't have shoes. So the pasuk is saying, but your feet didn't become blistered. Your clothes didn't tear, and your feet didn't become blistered. Mashma, you were going without shoes. And by us it says, simloscho libolso me'alecho, v'nalcho libolso me'al raglecho. So they had shoes. Still, don't say simloscho libolso me'alecho, v'raglecho lo b'tzeiko, and your feet didn't become blistered. It's like Rashi, k'derech chol cheyochev sheragleim b'tzeiko. And in our parasha it says, simloscho libolso me'alecho, v'nalcho libolso me'al raglecho. They had shoes. So the Sifzich HaChom says a pshat. In parasha Ekev, simloscho libolso me'alecho, v'raglecho lo b'tzeiko, k'derech chol cheyochev. So the Sifzich HaChom says, שכיוון שיהיו לך נעליים, לא יישאו אילך יוחף. ומאלה, שים לא צריך לרגליך לא בצייקו. צודך. היום זה שים לא צריך לבוס ונעל לך לבוס ומעל רגליך, they had shoes that didn't tear, זה שים לא צריך לבוס ורגליך לא בצייקו. לא, you know why? אני יכול לבצייקו, כדי לך אילך יוחף, שרגלו בצייקו. Why? Because I had shoes, ומאלה, אז נעל אילך יוחף. צודך. So it was the first, it was a magnet in Yerushalayim, הרב אדלר. He would say, Alam all a drush. Ask him, it's a drush. That's what he would say. He would say like this. The drush that he said was, he said, but be'etzem in the midbar, they didn't have where to buy clothes. If they don't have where to buy clothes, why you have to ask him, Losch Halibol, so Rai Lichol would say, because you change your clothes. The Torah says, there's nowhere to buy clothes. So how the clothes get? They had not even ironed them, took care of the shoes. What happened with the kids that were born in the midbar? Were they both clothes? So the old people, Chazal say, the clothes grew with them. Like a turtle, as a up and down, went with them. 2 years old, 5 years old, yeah, they had, you know. I don't know, it was interesting to see them, you know. They had, you know, like baby girl kids, you know. To send them out, when I say it's given, if I can present the nest. But what happened with the new little kids? So like the end of Maggid. The stomach of Pshali says, when the Isha became Uberes, so the body stretches. So it's an extra piece of material. When the baby was born, they cut that extra piece. And it made a little bigger, and again, it started to grow. So the Magid Yerushalmi, oh, but this is good on the clothes, it was with the shoes. So the Al-Kohol, the kids that were born in the Midbar were going without shoes. But it was two groups. It was one group that went out of Mitzrayim, Simlos Cholei Bosov, and Al Cholei Betzeko. was another group, and Simlos Chole Balsam, Vanam Chole Balsam, this was one group. Another group, they didn't have shoes. Simlos Chole Balsam, Vanam Chole Balsam. Shepherd for the Magen in Yerushalayim. Aber es ist gewaltig im Pshat von dem Maharal. Und das ist בעצם Masbe, der Machleik ist, the two Parshas, Parshas Eikem und der Parshas Kisot. It's a vote, Omer Kmoed. The Maharal says, it's a Yisod. First, what's the Yisod of the Maharal? Why people wear clothes? Why people wear clothes? Not only for Tznias purpose. Why people wear a tie? I'm only heard because I'm old, they had the buttons, they don't want people to see the buttons, but Pashas, yeah? It's a bekavod gezach. The Yekish a tie for sure, yeah? It's bekavod gezach. You have a suit. You have a shirt, really. The Gemara says, Mone mechabdusa. The clothes of the person are mechabed. Why you wear shoes? Not for covet, but not for covet. Why? Just not to get dirty. What is the raya? When you go to Besamidosh, they tell you to take off the shoes. Why they don't tell you to get undressed? To get undressed? It's Besamidosh, why you take off your shoes? The tennis is, the feet in that part didn't have to be covered, Bichlal. That part, as every hands, the part of the hands is not covered, the bottom feet was also not covered. This was bad in the way that they went. Just, you can't walk because you could get stuck, so you had to have shoes. But the reason Yom Kippur, we take off the shoes. So he knew it was also like Malachim. What to be Samidush? Shal na'alecho ma'alaglecho. You're not allowed to come with your money bags. All these things that, with your stick, all these things that help you to work, you're not going to be Samidush. Clothes, Aaron, lekovid v'lesiforas. See also big day Aaron, no shoes. No shoes. It's cholik b'yisoyli parashas Eikev, parashas Kisov. Parshas Eikev was that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, Hashem was so good to us. Vayam cho v'yachil cho esamon, shalo yodav v'yisrecho. He took care of us. He gave you to eat. He gave you to drink. So we take all the favors of Hashem. He gave us clothes. We felt so good. Every morning we were iron. It was givaldim. What else? He gave us shoes. What is the chesed of the shoes? The chesed of the shoes is that our feet didn't blister. Right? So the chesed was the teitzah. The teitzah. Laham shil adova. Someone fixes the air conditioning for you, yeah? So, okay, we don't go to the top. But, you know, thank you for the ladder. You came with the ladder. Thank you for the car that you came with. Thank you for climbing. We say thank you for fixing the air conditioning. It's also that. Thank you that we have fresh air. Bad, sir. Although we don't start to take it to climbing under the ladder, the sheikhs. It was a very good meal. Now, thank you for going to the store. Hey, when we go, we'll get out of the tachlis. Okay, we don't speak. Thank you, I'm full. The aside of this, the thank you. The chesed of Hashem was, Shirayim l'chalav b'tzeikot. Chesed, not that we're walking around with shoes. No, we're shoes are not to work. Who needs shoes? The chesed of Hashem. In that day, shoes was only a chetimtze. Someone helps you to walk. So he gives you a hand. Oh, thank you for helping me to walk. Thank you for the hand. Someone can't pass over, so you're picking him over. Thank you for helping me to pass over. No, thank you for squeezing me, picking me, moving me. So there's no shaykhs. No shaykhs. The shoes that in that day is, but we don't speak about the shoes. And our parsha, look at the parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, Hashem has the most koichas. You saw miracles. What are the miracles? You saw what he did to Sichon HaMeiri, and you saw the clothes didn't tear, the shoes didn't tear. The miracle is not that he didn't have blisters. It's just a miracle. If you have shoes, it's not a miracle. The miracle was that the shoes didn't tear. This is the Oimek and the Rashi of the Sif Sechachon. By us, Rashi says, Simlos Chole Bolso, V'nam Chole Bolso. Very clear, nothing more to explain, there's no Rashi. Parsha Seikev, what the Pasuk is saying? The Pasuk and Eikev is saying one Zach. What's with the Pasuk and Eikev? So the Pasuk and Eikev, V'yalcho V'echo Samon, V'yit L'cho, Simlos Chole Bolso, V'nag L'cho Lo B'tzeiko. Ashi, Shader Chol Chayochev, Sherag Lo B'tzeiko. But you, it didn't happen. Avad is on the Sisrachom. Through the shoes, it didn't happen. But the thank you is, Shederach Ol Chayochev, the Draglon Betzeko. And by you, it was not Ol Chayochev. By you, you didn't come to the Matzah for Ol Chayochev. Oh, there's one more thing. Rebbe wants from Ramot to gift her. Boruch Ato Bohir, Boruch Ato Basod. So the Bechura had to be Boruch Ato Basod, and then Boruch Ato Bohir. First, you work in the Parnos, it comes to the Sade, and then you come to the Ir. So Ramot to gift her would say, you only have Boruch Ato Basod if you have Boruch Ato Bohir. If you're machzik, the yeshivas, the mnetayra, that's sitting and learning in the ear, then boruch ato basode. But it doesn't start from the sode. Sode is alamol de parnose, and the ear is the mokim amigurim. It's the same thing in andre hashpoes. Person behaves like he has to behave in the house, so Hashem helps him in the sode. But if a person puts the sode before the ear, then chas v'shalom. Someone showed me here. That you'll see later in the Psukim, it says that one of the clauses is Isha Teores v'ish Acher Ishkeven Bai Stivne v'loy Teishevoy Shocho Tavuach Bonecho B'nei Secho. And the clauses is Alemol, the order of the things go wrong. We know that a person has to first have a Sode, he buys a house, and then he gets married. This is when we say Mir Isha Shonot HaKerem Mir Isha Shabon HaBais Mir Isha Shahiras Isha. And the clauses, it says the opposite. Here the clauses also says, O Rato Bo'ir and O Rato Basode. It's the same thing. Even Be'etzim, the clauses would have to start with the opposite, but again, if a person is O Rato Bo'ir, but mainly he comes, O Rato Basode.